Good morning.
Good morning.
I bless you all. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we bow our heads to the dust, Father, where you've taken us from, Father, but we're so thankful that this is an inner man that you are building up this hour. So we pray that that inner man may be filled with faith, filled with love, your agape, Father, your unconditional love, and a peace that surpasses all understanding. I pray that you set us down at your table, Father, and give us these words with crystal clarity that they may have the full effect you intended for this day and this age and this hour. We're so grateful, Father, that the book is open to us and that you're giving revelation freely to those that come according to your will, Father, your approach and your word, and those that are called, Father, and those that make that choice. We bless you now. We thank you. We ask that you open up these words to us of life freely in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. Ephesians, if you have the book of Ephesians there. We are going to be touching on a lot of scriptures on Ephesians today, so feel free to have that chapter 1 through 6 handy. Ephesians 1:1, and then we'll go to the chapter 6 as the two opening scriptures for this study. And Ephesians 1:1, so it's Paul speaking, and it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Amen. And go to chapter 6, 23. It's the second to the last verse on the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. We just give you a minute to get to that, because I think this is the anchor verse here. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And for the title, we have the book of Ephesians, and it is love with faith. As we read there in Ephesians 6:23, it's peace be to the brethren. Remember in first verse in chapter 1, it says to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Amen. And it says here, peace be to the brethren, and love with faith to the brethren from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So love with faith, those are the words that stood out. I read the entire book again afresh, and the first word that stood out was faith. It's just one of those when you get tunnel vision, you're reading and it just time stops, and you just read that word, to the faithful. And to me, it meant like who this book is written to. But it's got to go with love and faith. And you'll see a big parallel in this book, many places where the word love and faith operating together. And that's going to be the focus of the study, is just going through these scriptures, primarily in Ephesians, and finding out how this book is written to the faithful and how it's God's faith, and then that it operates with love. Amen. Amen? So love with faith here. I'll read that slowly one more time. Peace be to the brethren. He's saluting goodbye in his letter, and love with faith. So that's what he's blessing us, you know, and praying that we have that peace and then that love that comes with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And see, we see in Ephesians 1:15, 15 verses over in the first chapter, where it says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. See, the faith was unto the Lord Jesus, and then that love was unto all the saints. And you see, in Paul, last time I brought up how there was many prayers in the first chapters of many of the letters, how he said, after that I heard of the love and then towards God, towards Christ, and then it says, the faith towards Christ, and then the love unto all the saints. And it's a parallel how I noticed that these are actually, he says, after I heard of this, then I cease not to pray. Asking, right, that the Lord may fill you with spirit of wisdom and all these different blessings that he asks in the salutation of the letter. But see here, it's demonstrating that Christian walk. It says that after I heard, so there was a testimony there of faith towards Christ and of love unto all the saints. Amen. So see, faith worketh by love. In desperation, Brother Branham ministered in 63 in September 1st, and it says in the evening time. Now, the word plainly states, If you want to put this down in Galatians 5, 6, that faith worketh by love. It operates by love. See, faith worketh by love. And the only way that you can have faith is have love first. See, we love him because he first loved us. We can be equipped to even believe on him because he shed his love over our lives. Because after all, faith is love's incentive. I'm still unpacking that. So it says faith is love's incentive. Incentive, that's exactly what faith is. It's an incentive to love. I think that's a mouthful. Yeah. I was trying to study it more, but I just figured I'll just read it just like that. Yeah. Some of you more mature ones can probably know what all that means, but it sounds special. It's basically, it's an incentive to love, to have faith. Now, if you don't have love, you can't have faith. It's hard to swallow, but that's what it says. See? Galatians 5, 6, here's the scripture. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. So what is it that availeth? Faith. Right. Working, operating by love. Yep. Amen? Amen. So yeah, going back to that book of Ephesians, Christ dwelling by faith, rooted and grounded in love. That's a scripture pretty much. It's right here in chapter 3 and 17. It says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That ye, so speaking directly to us, me, you, being rooted and grounded in love. See that these working closely together? The book of Ephesians was written to the faithful in the very first chapter. It says, to the saints and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. And here it says, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and ye being rooted and grounded in love. You know, we have that boldness and the access by faith. So, in Ephesians 3:12, five verses before, it says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Amen. So faith and charity. Later I found that it says in chapter 4:13, it says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of that stature, right? Of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And as we know, later in Peter, it talks about add to your faith the virtues. But see, charity is at the top. Amen. So it's amazing how we have a foundation of faith, but how it they all work together. And it's, I believe it's all founded in that love that God's shedding abroad our hearts. Amen. And I think it's amazing because, see, you might want to fake your faith a little, but it only goes so far, your intellectual faith. Right. And your love, phileo, it only goes so far. But agape love, it truly is divine. It truly is unmerited, and it can only be received, experienced, of course, if it comes from him to us. And then if, we then therefore put that on display. By God's grace, if we're able to live that out. See, love mixed with faith, Brother Brandon talked on the door of the door. Satan can impersonate most anything that God does, but you can tell it's not mixed with love. See? Or neither has it faith. The word being preached not profited them, not being mixed with faith. And I want to bring up something here, how it's amazing because the scripture itself didn't use the word love. It just said the word preached didn't profit them, not being mixed with faith. So there's something that Brother Brandon was able to catch about that scripture, that when there's a preaching going forth, it needs to have that agape love. It needs to have, speaking the truth in love. Amen. Right? And I know it's cutting, and I know sometimes when we read our own scriptures, we feel like there's a mirror right in front of our face. But, it is done with love. It is done for the right motive. In Hebrews 4:2 is that scripture. It says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. In the ones that heard it. That's the difference between the them and the us. Because see, the gospel was preached unto us as well as unto them. What was the difference? But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them. Now catch how the prophet caught something beyond that, because it says not mixed with love. And you'll see it here later on. Faith cometh by hearing. I'm telling you, he says here, faith. But you've got to have hope and charity. If you got real burly faith and no love with it, you ruin your influence before the people. If you haven't got love mixed with it. See, you've seen people, a real burly, what we would say, excuse the expression, a bulldog faith, to grab a hold, but it's so rough with it. Then you see, when you do that, it hasn't got the kindness here to move with it. So what we need is hope, faith, and charity. Isn't that right? Hope, faith, and charity together. God help our church to have it like that, the people to have that combination. Amen. And that's the scripture here. It is in 1 Corinthians 3:2, where it says, "And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith," not even faith, just all faith, "so that I could move mountains, and have not charity, I'm nothing." Lord, help us, right? Here it says, similarly, in 1 Thessalonians 1:3, we know the armor of God, right? It talks about the breastplate of righteousness and so forth. There's another angle of it here, because it says, "Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience and hope." I think it's in the following scriptures. "In our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of our Father." So here's just the word faith, love, and hope that we just read. But I believe here it is. In 1 Thessalonians 5:8, it says, "But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love." And we know in Ephesians, it talks about the breastplate of righteousness and for the helmet of hope and salvation. So here's the two scriptures that bring those three, faith, love, hope together. And he says, you got to work together. You got to have that faith, but it has to operate by love. And see, I want to show that faith in action in the same book of Ephesians, because we know the armor of God is, we know that the shield is of faith, right? But look what it does in two verses later, because in Ephesians 6:16, I found where it says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench," and it does say all, and they're not just darts, they're fiery darts of the wicked. And then it goes on to say on 17 what the sword of the Spirit of God is. But then look, here it is, it's actually a semicolon, it's not even a period. When then it goes on to 18, here's faith in action: "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." So see, this is the love, because remember what it says, the love unto all saints. And you know, a good example of that is when we hear a prayer request come forth in the message app, or when you're on your prayer and somebody in the Lord just brings up one person to your mind. And see that's, you have love for the saints, and therefore that faith can operate by that love. You have love for one another beyond, you know, the fraternal love, beyond the filial love. It's a love of, you know how hard this walk is. You know how much this walk means to you. You know, and you have such a respect and love for those that are going through, you know, the same battles, the same temptations, that are going through the same victories as you are, you know, the same joy that you're experiencing, and the same love that God's sharing in our hearts. And I think that's what caused us to get down on our knees. My wife had been reminded of that song. I wish somebody knew that song, could sing it one of these weeks. But it's "Somebody Prayed for Me." They had me on their mind. They got down on their knees and prayed for me. And they had no doubt that God would bring me out. Amen. I'm so glad someone prayed for me. And you know, sometimes we feel that. We perceive that, where you know you could have been weaker in that certain situation. But you're all of a sudden, you're free, and you feel like a protection, and you know it's not you. That happened to me yesterday, and I'm just thinking, it can't be me. The night before, and I'm thinking, I know that normally in my own power, I would not have the power to be so strengthened in the inside. And you know, it's the body working together. "Forbearing in love," it says here in Ephesians 4:2, "with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. And that's what the faith and love does. In Ephesians 2:4, it says, talking about love, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. You know, just little glimpses here and there. Father-in-law left a note in a little marker to my son. And then I kept on pondering, because he, with his limited English, he put, I loved, you know, my grandson. But he put with the D, I loved. I'm reading into him, like, hopefully he's going to be okay. Because, you know, he's saying it past tense, like, I loved him. I'm like, you're supposed to say I love him, not loved in past tense. But see, with his great love, which he loved us. He already did it. He demonstrated. He's already made his choice about that. Like, brother, like Pastor says here, that Pastor Dale, that if God ever loved you once, he cannot unlove you anymore, because he cannot change his mind about that. So, yeah, he loved us with his great love, with which he loved us. And see, that's the love that, you know, we get to experience, because he loved us first. Then we get to love, and we get to have faith. And we'll see here at the very last verse that I read, it kind of, it nails it all together related to this. Ephesians 4:15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And it talks a lot about faith and love, talking about the husband and the wife later on the verses here. But I wanted to narrow down here. 4:16, it says the body. So maketh increase, skipping down to the bottom, of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. See, see the theme here? It's a faith. It's to the faithful, the book is to the faithful. And it is the operation of love, of the body. And it's typifying Christ and the church, the body. And it's speaking about the husband and the wife. It typifies the body, how no man ever hateth himself, but loveth and nourishes it. And the relationship that we should be there as well. And then bringing it right back to how that's the same way with Christ and the church. But it's speaking these things in love. And Ephesians 3:19, and to know, that's faith, that's revelation, that's believing, the love of Christ. This is the same book of Ephesians, which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled. It does say with all the fullness of God in this instance. And we know there's a balance there, right? Because we know that with him dwelleth the fullness without measure, we know for Christ. But boy, when we do have those glimpses where we believe that the all-powerful, the all-knowing, you know, the where you're just filled with all that presence and that love, you know, we don't have it all the time. I wish we did. But we have experienced that in times. And so we know those are the earnest. You know, that's, you know, you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but we ought to rejoice also in those refreshings that come by. And those re-baptisms, you know, experiences that we get afresh, right? Where we just get renewed and strengthened by in the inner man. Walk in love. And same Ephesians 5:2, it says, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us, and that has given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savior. You know, I used to struggle with that scripture. I used to say that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. I'm thinking, man, that just sounds a little sabotage. You know, like, how can somebody just think that somebody's death is precious? But when you have a relationship with the Son, and he does die out to certain things, and you see him overcome that, and you see him just walking in that, it's beyond words. When you see one of your loved ones overcoming something, and because they did this, it is precious. I mean, even us human beings, imagine the Lord, that, because he's talking about sacrificial, but he did it first. Amen. That's what we love about the Lord, is intellectual faith versus faith of God. Here, wrapping up so we can be on time. Works is faith expressed. Just a title, right? Just a title. In 65, it says, God has got to give it to you. It's a gift of God to believe. Not your faith, God's faith. Your intellectual faith might believe it, fine. But unless the faith of God is down in your heart, see, your intellectual faith can accept it, do that, and just keep believing it with all your heart until God does reveal it to you. See, just keep believing it until God does reveal it, but until he reveals it. Amen. And that's finally placed there. We know we have a choice. We know that God has to activate and give it. We know all things come from God. But this puts it into the right perspective that there are certain things. There are certain things that in our lives, like I remember when I was meeting my wife and certain different things that were 100% impossible to happen. And that could not be my mental human faith. I know that for a fact. There's certain things, you know, Brother Brown talk, typifies that, you know, you have to have faith to sit on a chair and make sure that's going to hold you, that when you leave the building, the car will be able to turn on. But there's other things that it just requires the faith of God. Right. And you could just say it is was God from beginning to end. Amen. Amen. To him be all glory. And that's an example here is of that faith that's revealed. And he says, you know, keep on believing it with all your heart until he does, it does drop in there now. And that's going to be now the faith of God. And there's a rest that comes with that. Right. You know, this message, when it is revealed, it's not a struggle. But it's just the Lord. You know, you can only go so far, humanly speaking. Restoration of the bright tree. Look at the titles, right? Biblical titles. But in the last days of Malachi 4, Elijah is to come with the very word. Word of the Lord came to the prophets in the evening lights is to come forth to restore and bring back what? Now catch this. We know this, to turn the hearts of the children. What do we normally say? Back to the Father. But look what he says here, back to the faith of God. That's when he means when he says the Father. Fourth light, he says. It's a beautiful script, beautiful quote here in the message preached in 62. Amen. Just turn to the hearts of the turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of God. That's the very own faith of God. There's rest when God's believing for you, and you know, and you've yielded that way. Perfect faith. Look at the title there. And when the word of God comes in you, just the word revealed of God comes in you, spoken word, the original seed comes in you, the life, the original intention of God, it's made manifest for you. For you are that you are a believer, right? For you are a believer, says see. And a believer is the faith of God. It's a bit of a riddle, but simple too, because it says the very word of God comes in you. It's made manifest. You are the believer. See? For you are the believer. And a believer is, that's a definition, the faith of God that moves in you. That's the part of us that believes supernaturally. Faith and love. 1 Timothy, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Then we have later where it says, hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. That's how he preached it. In faith and love, he says, the words that you heard of me. This is 2 Timothy, Paul speaking. And again, in 1 Timothy. Yeah, this is 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is the root of all evil, right? But look what it says, which some coveted after, and they have erred from the faith. See, love working oppositely here, because the love went somewhere else now. So what happens is we err from the faith. And it's true. It's true. And pierced themselves through many sorrows. You might not be eternally damned, but we do suffer. Man. But see what happens when your love is keep occupied. Psalm 31, 23. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful. See, the book was written to the faithful in Christ Jesus. In first verse of chapter 1 of Ephesians. You see, so these work together when you have that love of God, the fear of the Lord and all these things, it's just that faith operates in that. Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, and then there's some others, and faith too. So these things are a fruit of the Spirit themselves. And just to wrap it up here, Galatians 1:4, since we have heard of your faith, this is another example where many of the other books talk about faith in Christ Jesus. Remember I said the faith was in Christ, and then the love was again for the saints. Amen. For the love which ye have to all the saints. Then, and here's, yeah, this is the last verse. Great. We're good on time. So if you want to just flip to that last chapter 6 of Ephesians, those that have your Bible, I'm going to do the same because I don't have an actual extra verse I want to read here. All right. And here we go. It says in 6:23, we'll just recap it again. Peace be to the brethren and love with faith, which is what opening scripture, that love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And then that's when he says, grace be with all them that love. See that faith and love operating? All them that love our Lord Jesus Christ with the real love, right? In sincerity. Amen. God bless you, brothers. May the Lord bless this service. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.